You're listening to Journey Through Aging with Joel Roble, sponsored by Ohio Presbyterian Retirement Services. Now, once again, here's Joel.
During this segment, let's explore the idea of making your dreams reality. I am sure we have all had dreams, a life desire, and as we mature, our dreams may change. So to help us explore this topic, I have welcomed back to the Journey Through Aging radio program author Joyce Case. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Joel. It's a pleasure to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Well, Joyce, I love to watch movies, and I'm sure you do too. And I remember the movie Pretty Women. And the movie, at the end, one of the closing scenes, there was a man who was crossing the street. And he was saying in a very loud and boisterous expression, "Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everyone comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true and some don't, but we keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream." Well, you know, I love that man's enthusiasm, but we don't have to be in Hollywood to have big dreams. You just need to keep on dreaming. Is that true, Joyce?
So true for me, Joel. I've always believed that the best things come to those who do not give up. And, you know, this is really true for me because my childhood dream of becoming a published author would never have come about if I hadn't put my nose to the grindstone and worked hard and put the time in. It was so worth the accomplishment.
So, Joyce, as we unpack this idea of dreams as a way to inspire others to greater moments in their lives, are dreams only fulfilled by a select few?
I feel people who are true to their dreams do not always have luck, financial resources, or even confidence-building environments. They have three common habits they share to help them reap the rewards of those dreams.
Okay, so what you're saying, Joyce, is that there's three common habits to make your dreams reality. So what's the first one?
I think the biggest obstacle to overcome is seeing challenges as opportunities. I know most of my life I've rallied to good challenges, and of course that's my nature. Sure, the fears are always there, but my drive and desire to achieve is far greater for me. Sometimes I think it's easier to run away from my fears, but I've developed a capacity to tackle those fears by saying to myself, I have lived through fears and challenges before, and I will live through them again. Now, once I convince myself, my courage and energy charges forth, and I set up my game plan.
Okay. So you use this idea of maybe a mantra, something that you can say to yourself. And so, Joyce, I have heard it said, though, that life is a game. Do you think that's an accurate way to live life?
I love seeing life as a game. It enables me to have a more playful and creative attitude toward placing no limitations on myself. With that vision of life, it gives me the qualities of resilience, problem solving, and confidence. Combined, they help me tackle risk to get to where I want to be.
Well, Joyce, you used a really interesting word just now. You used the word resilience. What are the qualities of resilience?
I would say that goes back to my childhood and growing up. My capacity for that is we were taught at a very early age never to stop. Hang in there and bounce back. Now, we always find a way around, over, under, or even through an obstacle.
Okay. So this idea of, I often think, Joyce, in word pictures, and I often think of like a buoy out in the waters. And, you know, you can grab that buoy and you can try to pull it down, but the way it's made, it's just going to bounce right back up to the top, and it's going to stay atop, right? I mean, is that a good word picture?
Oh, that's an excellent one. I'm one of those popping right back up to the top every time.
Okay. So if we are to have our dreams mature into reality, we need to see challenges as an opportunity. We need to see life as a game. So what's the third habit?
Well, my final thought is to live the life I want. I feel I go around only once in life, so why not do it my way? This is where my position is that positive thinking makes me committed to making those dreams a reality. By thinking only positive, I eliminate fears, doubts, and all that failure. I always envision my end results first.
So, Joyce, to reach one's dreams, do you sometimes need others to help you? Have you found that you need a team to do this?
Oh, by all means. You know, I'm truly blessed with teachers, mentors, and role models. They are my support team, and, of course, they inspire me to be my best. They also encourage me to continue to think out of the box, and that's what I do. And that makes me feel good about myself and what I'm doing. By surrounding myself with these people who love and care about me, I keep the positive flow going. They're my team, the go-to people when I need advice, direction, confidence, and that spark to ignite my bucket list of life.
Well, Joyce, when you talk about having this team, though, how do you select those individuals? Who do you select?
I select people who are most like me, that have the interest, the drive, enjoy life to the fullest, and, of course, people who love to dream.
Yeah. Well, Joyce, thanks for sharing with our listeners this morning about reaping the benefits of dreaming.
I hope I've inspired your listeners to enjoy life their way, Joel. I urge all who are listening to go out there and start living life to the fullest. Think out of the box and keep those dreams coming. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It is about learning to dance in the rain.
Joyce, I like that. I like that.
I do too.
Yeah. So, Joyce, if our listeners wanted to continue a conversation with you or to learn more about how you and your retirement made your dreams a reality, how can they reach you?
Joy, I can be reached by phone at 937-747-2596. And you can go online and view all my webs at runawaybyjoycecase.com and amazon.joyce.com. My three books are available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble's, and that includes ebooks also.
Well, I know that you have been inspirational to me and to many others because of your passions and recognizing the fact that you had dreams that still needed to be lived out. And I just want to say thanks, Joyce, for being on the Journey Through Aging radio program.
Well, it's truly been a pleasure and a delight for me, Joel. I really enjoy talking with you today, and I hope I've touched a heart and left a mark with your audience.
You've been listening to the Journey Through Aging radio program, heard every Saturday morning throughout Ohio on Salem Broadcast Affiliates. Remember, you can always hear past shows at journeythroughaging.com.